Welcome to Shomar Shov and the Daf Shir Sponsor Lui Nishmatzam Yakushom Le'apas Yitzchok. We're holding in Shavuos Daf Lametes. The Gemara in the beginning of Amud tells us that Shavuos is very chomer, shekulo yilo and kulo yinizdazel. The whole world was shooken up. B'shah Shomar Kosh Baruch Hu v'Sinai, Kosh Baruch Hu said in Sinai, Loi Sisa es Shem Hashem Elokecho L'shov. And the Gemara goes on to say how chomer is Shavuos, how the punishment of Shavuos is much more severe than any other punishment. Now, to understand what's the oimik, what's the reason that Shavuos shook up the whole world. So we'll start with Divrei HaZoya, the Zoya in Pasha Mishpatim, Chelek Beis, Daf Kuf Tetzayin Amud Aleph. But the Zoya's Miramah is that the whole world is dependent on the Shavuos. Because what holds the world is the Bris, and the Shavuos is connected to the Bris. And someone who does a Shavuos L'Shaker, he's ruining the binyan of Shamayim V'aretz. And brings back the world to Toi Vavoyu. What is the meaning in the Zoya? What is really the meaning in Gemara? So the Maharal in Chidusha Gadol explains. Every other chait that a person does, he's chait against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to do something, and he doesn't listen. You can't really damage or hurt Chalilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person doesn't do the Rotzat Hashem, it's really just damaging himself. But when a person is Nishba B'Shem Hashem, Shem Hashem is the Gil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu down here in the world. When a person is using the name of Hashem in vain, he's ruining the world, because the world is the Gil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if he's taking the Shem Hashem and mevazet, he's mevazet what is the existence of the whole world. Continues the Maharal and says, the Shem of Hashem created the whole world. And because the name of Hashem created the whole world, when a person goes and violates that, he's ruining the world. And very similar says the Talmud of the Maharal, the Kli Yoker, on the Pasuk, Lo Yisisa Shem Hashem Kechol Hashav. He goes on and says, the Pshat is, because Koil HaNimtzoyim Tluyim B'Shmo Yisborach. All the world depends on the name of Hashem. And a person who's Nois Hashem Hashem, he's shaking the name of Hashem, so he's shaking the whole world. And because the whole world depends on the name of Hashem, when he's shaking the tree, all the branches that come out of the tree are shaken as well. And immediately the whole world is mizdazeya, the whole world is shooken up when he is violating the name of Hashem. And this Nekuda is where he brought down the Rebbe Bechaye in his Sefer Kada Kemach in Erech Shavuot, where he says, L'fi apshat ha-maimer, she-maskir is Hashem kol ha-moine malo mata royashim maskaros, so they all are trembling for the mentioning of Hashem, shekulom nichlolim boy, they all call on the name of Hashem. Ve'areu kibishimania nukufo ailon, he's like pushing the trunk of the tree, v'chol ha'anofim shesivoiso misdo'anoim. And all the branches moved with it. And as some of the first point out, brought down the base of Elohim as well, that the Loisiz Hashem Hashem HaKechol HaShov is the first Dibro after the first two Dibros. The first two Dibros were said by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anoich Hashem HaKechol, lo Eloich Elohim HaChem HaPonai. As the Maharal mentioned, that refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Kivyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu is introducing himself and saying not to come and be over the Zoro. The first Dibro after that is regarding the name of Hashem. It's regarding really the creation of the world where everything was created with the name of Hashem. And how the whole world depends on the name of Hashem. And all, what we brought down the Zoya and all these Mefarshim is that the name of Hashem includes the whole world. So you mainly, when a person violates that, when he shakes that up, it shakes the whole world. And connect to this, what we spoke about in the previous shir, the name of the Gro, that a Shavuah has two parts. Is the Shavuah is the Dibur and the Shavuah is the Maise. That's why you have the Shavuah that's come after the person that says something and he's holding something with his chefetz. And he refers to Bris HaLosh and Bris HaBar, that two Yisraelites to hold the whole world. If you connect that to what we brought down, what we just said this year, comes out, the whole world depends on what's called Shem Hashem. And these are the Brisiv that the Gro is referring to. It's the Yisrael that the whole world is relying on, that the whole world is based on. It's the Gilu Shem Shabayim in the world. That is the reason why Shavuos is so chomer, that anybody who's violating Shavuos, he gets so punished, because he's taking the essence, the Shoyrish of the whole world. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavuah email list to Hotskool, please email shomachshavuah@gmail.com.